Now here we're going to demonstrate again using a HiMatic example. This is an aircraft certain model. You can also find this model from the Musings toolbox and some other papers. Here we can just use that as illustration. So and later on we're also going to use this example and this number, this transfer functions to calculate the controllers. Here we have giving a multi-input multi-output system. We have a two-input two-output plan P0, and we know that the plan is uncertain with a certain uncertainty descriptions of delta model deltas. So the uncertainty is described in terms of weighting function of W del. Now the uncertainty size are assumed to be less than 1 in terms of norms, and we also have the certain profile of the sensor noise. We assume that it has properties of high so it's high frequencies sensor noise. Now we also have the design specifications in terms of the disruption rejection or sensitivity functions that is also given by a weighting function of WP. So what we want to do is to find a control K so that it rejects the disturbance and guarantees robust stability and so on. So we're going to put again in a general LFT form with the input the external disturbance signal of D and N and also the P's, which is uncertainty blocks, that is on the upper LFT blocks, and the output signal is Z's and the arrow E's and measurement of Y. Now we can again very easily define the transfer function G hat for that, but also we can also compute this using MATLAB, and this is sometimes more useful or more convenient because a lot of time if you do by hand it might be easy to make a mistake, and also every time if you change a little bit change a parameter then you have to do it again. This calculation becomes quite complex, but what you can do is you can build a MATLAB block diagram, Simulink block diagram. Then you can do is compute all the transfer function using MATLAB commands. That's fairly easy to do, and which is done in the next page.